welcome to the Infinite Loopcast, where we're currently at home.
Yes!
We are both experiencing the new Oculus hybrid angle.
Blimey, it's a long way down.
How do you describe it, Aaron?
The dash?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new interface, a new ribbon interface for the Oracle. Tell what I've been doing at work. The new Oculus menu. So by pressing the Oculus button, it brings up a new menu, which is effectively a dashboard for you, a little strip in front of you. Oh, try not to touch anything while I'm doing this, which you can interact with. And yeah, it's quite nice. If you're using touch controllers, it's really nice.
And you have to use touch, surely.
You do for that, which is really annoying, because I want to use it from Elite Dangerous.
Right.
Because it can be quite handy.
Can you use Elite on the touch yet?
I don't know. Really, when I'm playing Elite, I'm playing it with the HOTAS. Because it's just better that way.
Have you tried shooting with this gun on the desk?
Yes. Have you shooting the targets, yeah?
It's put me left-handed for some reason. So,
is that because you picked it up in your left hand?
No, so if I pick it up in my right hand, it's not shooting down the barrel of the gun, it's shooting sort of just to the left of the gun.
Oh, that's strange. To be fair, I was using the bow and arrow more.
The what?
There's a bow leaning up against a pillar behind you somewhere.
I'm going to go have a look for that. So, Aaron, what have you been up to?
apart from playing this, the standard Elite Dangerous, I've been playing some Star Citizen.
Oh wow, that's the game that's not actually ever going to be finished.
Well, yeah, they're in test. It's in alpha at the moment, and now they've got a test version of the alpha of the game. So a test version of the alpha test. That's 3.0.
Okay.
Which actually has some gameplay in it.
Okay.
So before there was some basic missions you could do.
Yep.
But every time you logged out and logged back in again, I think it reset. And there wasn't really any point in doing it. But now, I think you can, in theory, earn UEC credits. And the idea is, in the next release, 3.1, is that you can buy ships with those credits. Because at the moment, the only way to buy ships is with real money.
Yeah, that was kind of their downfall, as far as I was concerned.
Well, it's a bit weird, I have to say. It's a bit weird. And even when the 3.1 comes out, the fact that if somebody's got, you know, 20 grand to spend, they can buy all the a whole bunch of the ships. Don't know why they can buy all the ships for 20 grand, but, you know. Because ships go for 500 odd quid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dollars, sorry.
That's losable, right?
Yes, yeah. So when your insurance runs out on that ship, if somebody steals it or somebody destroys it, that's gone. Obviously, if you've paid that much for a ship, you're never going to fly it when you haven't got insurance.
Right. Or are you? But you're thinking there's numpties that will.
You could, and you could lose it. And tough.
it doesn't seem particularly.
But a lot of the big ships now come with a year's insurance. A standard.
My problem with that is it's sort of like the game taking itself a bit too seriously. Do you know what I mean?
To some extent, but basically what they're saying is these are just donations towards the game. Don't treat this as actual part of the game. If you want to give us cash, sure, and we'll let you fly these ships in the beta version of the game. Although, to be fair, in the test region, I can fly any ship anyway. They've just given you access to all the ships anyway.
Okay.
So I can just call up a ship and fly it, because I was flying a ship I don't own earlier. So, yeah, that's good. I've only had the test access for a couple of days. Because doing it in waves and things, so I've had that. But I've been playing a bit of that, and I've joined an augurs a group for that game. Sort of a, I don't know, an organisation. Yeah, they all seem. I haven't really done. Oh dear, I've just broken my world. I've got golf balls going everywhere. God, this world is dangerous. So yeah, so I've been playing that bit of that, and I've got back into Minecraft as well. So.
In VR?
No, because I don't. Because modded Minecraft in VR is a bit tricky.
Okay.
So I've been playing modern Minecraft, just normal.
And you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's all right.
I was kind of done with.
Well, it depends. Minecraft's on the a normal Minecraft is quite basic.
Yeah.
But sorry, I'm throwing golf balls across the world.
Yeah, straight on Minecraft.
Yeah, so Minecraft, normal Minecraft can get a bit boring after a while, unless you're artistic. If you're artistic, then yeah, you can build all sorts of weird and wonderful things in it, and that's great. But I've been started to play Age of Engineering, okay. Which is sort of basically it's a challenge mode sort of Minecraft. So you start off with being able to do very little, and you have to work to get one thing unlocked, and then you unlock the next level and unlock the next level. So it's sort of it's got some progression to it. So they've added in progression into Minecraft. There always was sort of progression in the achievements.
That sounds slightly dangerous.
So they've added extra bits into Minecraft. But, yeah, it's quite fun.
I don't feel like that would be a good thing.
Why not?
Because it would just feel so hollow. Like, Minecraft, the progression was learning new stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But they've just formalised it a bit more, made it a bit more tricky.
I say to them.
Please, if Minecraft's not your thing anyway,
yeah,
it's really not. It's, you know.
No, so I enjoyed. I'm one of these weird people. I quite liked Minecraft Vanilla.
Yeah.
Because I didn't play it. Didn't play tons of it.
Okay.
But I never really hit that sort of the wall that lots of people describe with it.
Yeah, where you've made all the houses, you've survived, you've got all the armor and the swords, and you've been to the end. That sort of stuff. So when you've done all that and you've killed the Ender Dragon and stuff.
The end didn't exist for me.
What do you mean?
Playing it, as in when I was playing it didn't exist.
Okay. So it was before the end. So it was just when the Nether.
Yeah, I think they just created Nether portals.
Okay.
There wasn't much else there.
Oh, that is quite a way back then.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long time ago. I quite enjoyed it. Like, I had fun with it. It was fine.
Yeah. Minecraft, normal Minecraft is fine. Especially when you get on a server with some mates and just mess around a bit as well in there.
Yeah.
Because I used to, James, I used to do a lot of Minecraft with James.
Right.
Because we were both on the same server at one point, so that was quite fun. But then that was modded Minecraft as well. That wasn't vanilla. That was some of the early days of Tekkit and things like that. But yeah, there's all sorts of survival mods and stuff you can have for Minecraft now.
Such as?
Oh.
You mean survival, like the whole stupid survival thing?
Yes, yeah, like any old survival game. So you've got, obviously you've got food and everything anyway. That's part of Minecraft anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this is about, oh God, how do I do it? But you've also got, water and other things as well. in the other versions. So, what's it? Crash landing. Basically, you've crash landed on a planet. They've restricted food, so if you eat the same amount of food three times, it starts becoming less good for you. So you have to vary your food, and they've made so that you can't make infinite water sources, so you have to get each water, you have to generate it another way, and there's thirst and heat and food, and yeah, so they've basically made it into a full survival mode game, but in Minecraft. Some of the effort that goes into some of these mods is ridiculous.
Yeah, you've got to ask why as well.
What do you mean, why?
Like, by the time they've done that, they could have just released their own game, no?
No, because each of these mod designers are making their own mod, and together they make a really good world. And then the mod pack makers take several mods and then tweak them slightly to make a mod pack that works well together. And maybe add a bit of story to it as well.
Okay.
So it's sort of a collaborative effort, but by individuals or little small groups. So one person will make a mod that does a bit of extra food, so you can do a kitchen and maybe a fridge and a cooker and things like that. And then somebody else will come up with a mechanic that means food can go off or something like that. And then extend the kitchen mod with a food, rotting food mod. And then somebody else will add that into a pack with some other mods that then makes it into a proper survival one that has expiring food and things. So,
I don't know. No, I never go into the whole Minecraft mod scene. Anyway, so you're playing lots of Minecraft mods, is what you're telling me.
Well, I'm playing one. I'm playing Age of Engineering. But, yeah.
Which is about an age of engineers, I assume.
Which is about the different ages of engineering. So you start off in the Stone Age, then go to the Industrial Age, and then the Calculator Age for some bizarre reason.
Calculator Age?
Yes. Obviously, it's not mirroring of real life, but, yeah, so it's quite fun. Because they're different mods. Calculator is a mod.
A mod of a mod of a mod.
Yes. So, yeah, that's quite good. But, yeah, I'd say that's all I've been playing. I've not really played much, given the fact it's been 2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
It has been 2 weeks. Oh, no, it's not. No, because we recorded late the week before, didn't we?
I was dying the other week. Obviously not literally, but I had probably tonsillitis. I sounded pretty iffy. So I didn't get to record, but I did play.
Okay.
As you know, because I've been, you've not been so active on this actually. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I've fell off it in the last couple of days because it's just been manic. So I've not had time to do stuff.
You've not been on giving me my kudos.
Yeah.
Been noted. Anyway, so I've been playing Animal Crossing. I'm up to the point now where I think I'm level 21.
Okay.
But I'm at the point where I've had to kick people out. I haven't chosen to kick anyone out, but I should be.
I had to.
Who did you choose to get rid of?
I can't remember, but they were cute, apparently, I think. Because I was doing nature and cool.
Okay.
So I kicked out a cute person because I couldn't expand them anymore.
Okay.
But I've since worked out, you don't have to have those. Once you've crafted the amenities, you don't have to have them active for them to count.
Correct. It's not just that. You can also have them in your truck as well.
You can have amenities in your truck?
Yeah.
So you put
not
10.
Amenities. You can have items in your truck.
Yeah, you can have your items in your van. Have you expanded your van a couple of times?
I've expanded it once. Twice. I've now got an upstairs.
Okay. Yeah, that's as far as I went.
So I've gone upstairs, which is quite cool. And I don't know if there's anything else that I can do, really.
I don't know. I've not been back since.
I'd imagine they can make it bigger. So I've not really got into the whole, like, placing and building stuff, really. I've just been getting, you know, doing the Animal Crossing whole making friends with people thing.
Yeah, but you have to do your amenities, otherwise they top out their level.
Yeah, Butch has topped out. But I don't really like Butch. Butch was just sort of there so I could hit. Did you take part at all in the Friends event that they've just been running?
No.
That's the one thing I will say, is the post-game support has been excellent. So they've got the Christmas event going on.
Yeah.
It's obviously Christmas themed and Christmas.
Yeah.
And then they got the whole, they had like a whole Friends event where to try and get people to encourage more animals to visit your town, you had to add people. And at the moment they've got an actual Friends thing, so you've got to add more real world people to your Friends list.
Okay.
And there's all these sort of little things that they're doing. Apparently they're adding gardening next week.
Ooh.
Like the full-blown gardening for Animal Crossing, apparently.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep.
Because what a lot of people were complaining is that it was a bit lacking in the Animal Crossingness.
Right. So they're going to be fleshing it out with more Animal Crossing-iness.
Yeah. Yeah. Although it is a bit restricted in the fact that you have got your individual areas you go to.
Yeah.
So you can't just wander around, is what some
it
people...
Isn't it? I mean, it is. It is, isn't it? And it's not terrible.
No.
I've not found it restrictive. In fact, I found the format probably easier to get to grips with than Animal Crossing, because it's more... You can dip in, dip out. You've always got your phone on you.
Yeah, well, that's what's good about it being a phone game.
Yeah.
Is you can just quickly go in and tap a couple of times.
So what I really want to do is I want to do a comparison between that and Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Okay.
So that's why Sasai's going to lend me his Animal Crossing New Leaf, and I am going to do like a full comparison between my...
Oh, blimey. You know, there's a lot of differences.
Well, no, just in terms of how they actually fit in your real life as a game.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously that's quite important, really, when people get into the game. Especially if you're going to commit to a game like Animal Crossing. You're not going to want to restart your village. Or, in this case, your camp. So I've been doing the whole Animal Crossing camp thing a lot. Tough Pot Phone Destroyer, I've been playing. It's done its first event that I really had a problem with. It did a space event, aliens event.
Okay.
And just required so much input to actually get anywhere. You had to do so many matches just to unlock the stuff. It was just ridiculous. It was really obtrusive, actually.
Okay.
That was my first, you know, I don't know what the word is, falling out almost with Sapphire Phone Destroyer. I'm still going to play more of it. I'm still really enjoying it. The core gameplay is highly enjoyable. They've changed some. I feel like they've changed some of the payouts on the card pack things, and it's just I've still not spent a penny on it.
Okay.
Which is very impressive for a free to play game similar to Animal Crossing. But I've just got a feeling that they're getting people into it, and then they're going to bait and switch.
All right. Okay.
And we'll see. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am.
Did you get your Tom Nook and your...
I got my Tom Nook. I didn't spend a penny for that.
Get the other guy, KK?
Yeah, got Snyder. KK Snyder, Tom Nook.
See, I haven't got Tom Nook.
You must still have game time left to get it, though.
Probably, but... So I haven't really...
I was a bit disappointed they didn't actually do anything.
No, you can't... You talk to him, and he just doesn't really say much.
Yeah, they just talk. They don't give you tasks or friend, like you can't befriend them.
No. So, yeah.
I'm enjoying Animal Crossing and Phone Destroyer. Proper game wise, I've actually played and completed a game.
Oh, blimey.
I know. Her Majesty's Spiffing.
Okay.
She's a game, it's an adventure game. I played on PC, I believe it's on Xbox and PS4 as well. And it's a game in which the Queen has decided that she's had enough of the world, and she is going to take Britain to space.
Okay.
To you play part of the two-man initial exploratory mission into space, and you need to go and find a suitable habitat for Her Majesty the Queen. And that is the premise of Her Majesty speaking. And that is pretty much as sophisticated as it gets. The jokes are quite, I mean, it's in the studio, so it's quite short. I think it's about a 3-hour game. Jokes are funny. I mean, they're basically just playing on stereotypes. So your crew is an incredibly posh English guy and a Welsh guy. Stereotypes go with that. There's two making tea puzzles. So that thing. And there was really fine. There was the obligatory Brexit joke. There was one or two other bits in there. It was fine. Like, it was a funny little game. It was well worth visiting for 3 hours. I mean, it's very impressive that, you know, it's an indie title. It's not gonna win any an adventure game. Puzzles were okay. There was some element of not quite pure guesswork, but not quite pure calculation.
Oh, you're dropping out a bit.
Hello?
Yeah, it's.
I think the puzzles were okay. There was a bit of guesswork, some of them.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible. I would say an acceptable amount of guesswork. So I'd recommend giving it a go for if you're into adventure games, you want to try something different. It's nicely built, and kudos to the indie team that built it. But yeah, not going to set the world on fire. I did enjoy my time with it, and it made me go back. It's probably the best compliment I can give a game. I actually finished it. Apparently, they're going to try and fund more adventure games from the studio, so we'll see. Give it a go. In terms of other proper games that I've played, I say proper games, non-indie titles, should we say. I don't think I have played any. That's been pretty much my Steam list.
Stackville's coming out of Early Access, I think, soon, so they've given us all a Steam key.
Have they?
Yeah. So if you've got Stackville through another way. Oh, yeah, 23rd of January is available.
Well, Staxel.
Staxel, yeah. It's that's another sort of Minecraft-esque Animal Crossing. No, Harvest Moon type thing.
Oh, I've always wanted to get into Harvest Moon. I've never really got around to it.
Yeah, well, this is sort of a Minecraft-y sort of take on it.
What's it on?
It's all voxel. It's on Steam.
Okay.
Yeah. So I backed it through Itch, I think you had to buy it through, or Humble or somewhere. But yeah, everyone who bought it that way has got a Steam key now, I think. So yeah, I've got my Steam key, so I've installed it on Steam, and I need to have a go of it now, because I haven't had a go in ages. And obviously he's kept updating it and going back to it. So yeah, I want to have a go, see where they've updated the story and things, see how well that gets on. Yeah, it looks quite fun, and I think they're adding multiplayer as well.
What, co-op?
Yeah. Oh no, multiplayer appears to be in there. Yeah, it's co-op. So yeah, you can all work on the same farm, I believe. Work towards having a nice big farm.
So they're competing Stardew Valley, though, which is, I would say, dominated the farming genre of late.
Yeah, that's a top down, though, isn't it? It's a
isometric.
This is like Minecraft, effectively.
Okay.
But you're in third person.
Oh, you said it was voxels.
So it's all voxel based, and you build with blocks. So in Stardew Valley, you don't build and create stuff. You effectively, you just expand your house. You pay somebody to expand your house, and you get a wing on your house. With this, you buy a bunch of blocks and you build your house.
Right.
Effectively, with those blocks. Or you make a bunch of blocks by chopping down trees and the like.
Okay, I'm with you.
So It's a bit more Minecrafty, but it's also, you know, same Stardew Valley sort of type of farming and things and relationships, I think. I don't know what the relationship sort of thing was. It wasn't much that I saw when I last played it, so they might have expanded it now. It's been maybe 6 months since I played that game.
Okay.
So they've probably added quite a bit in 6 months. I suppose as soon as they're actually bringing it out, whether they're bringing it out on the 23rd of January, but whether that's going straight into early access or whether it's coming out as a full release, I don't know. It doesn't say. Oh yeah, publisher is Humble Bundle, so obviously Humble Store is where I've probably bought
it. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Since they've got bought up by IGN, they're suddenly doing much more publishing.
Well, yeah, but this was ages ago.
Oh, really?
As I say, I haven't touched it for 6 months.
Okay.
So.
Talking of Humble Bundle, have you seen that Warhammer Dawn of War 3 is in the Humble Bundle?
What, God? Warhammer?
Dawn of War 3.
Okay.
Is in the Humble Bundle.
Okay. Is that a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the latest Dawn of War.
I don't know. I haven't been following it, so. Is this for the.
The monthly.
Oh, it's a monthly, is it?
Oh. Yeah. You get three free unlocks. It's the January bundle. So, presumably, there's going to be loads of games in January. If they're giving you three free unlocks, that means they're feeling pretty confident about their. They're offering, aren't they?
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
So that's Humble. What was I going to say about... Oh, I've also played some Battlefield 1.
Battlefield 1. Oh, okay.
It's in the...
Gone back to... World War 1.
Yeah. I can't work out if I like this game or not.
I quite like the campaign I was playing.
Yeah, there's something about it in the multiplayer that I just don't love as much as I love Battlefield 1, Battlefield 4.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is about it. It's not that I've got less interest in the setting. If anything, I've got more interest in the setting. But just something about it just doesn't feel right. Like it doesn't feel battlefieldy enough to me. I don't know.
Well, is it the fact that you're going back to World War One weapons?
No, I've got no problem with that. You know, I mean, the World War One weapons are fine because everyone's got them. Do you know, it's not like it's.
Yeah, yeah. It's just you don't feel like you're making a dent as easy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It just feels a bit more scrappy as a shooter.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as honed.
Because I do remember Battlefield 1942. Most people played with the mod pack on that. I can't remember what the mod pack was back then. But yeah, I know a lot of people added the more modern weapons in. And that's how they played that game.
Which mod pack?
There was a mod... For Battlefield 1942.
Oh, for 42, sorry.
Yeah. Because that was World War One as well, obviously.
Yes. No, World War Two. Hence it was 1942.
Oh, of course it was, yeah. Come on, get me.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Dates things work.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Battlefield. So what I thought maybe it was just me not being in the mood for Battlefield, but then I went back to Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
And I was having a whale of a time. And I don't know if it's that I've unlocked more stuff maybe in Battlefield 1, in Battlefield 4, so I feel more... Do you know what I mean? So I'm more Ubered already.
Yeah. You've got more options.
I don't know. Maybe it's that. I don't know. Just... Even stuff like... I'm less inclined, on Battlefield 4, I'm quite happy to play as a medic and I'll run around and I'll put myself in danger and try and save people and whatever else. I'm just less inclined to do that in Battlefield 1. I play it much more like I would do Call of Duty. You know, run around and do everything for yourself. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the team play aspect I'm not feeling. I don't know, but it's definitely there. It's a real thing. I don't gel with it. Which I'm obsessed about. I'm not my back. Yeah, those that's what I've been playing. I mean, big news this week, I suppose, is the Oculus runtime update.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even our world. So go on, Aaron, what is this doing? I feel like I'm seeing everything in VR in a higher resolution than I was before as well. Is that right? Have they changed the graphic rendering system?
I don't believe so.
Like I'm playing, at the moment I'm in Lucky's Tale, and I just sort of popped in to see what it was, because I've obviously been playing the Xbox version.
Yeah.
And I never actually finished this version. But I feel like it's...
They have been playing with the drivers and things.
Yeah, I feel like it's much more cohesive.
Because they've been doing all this forward rendering and stuff.
Yeah, they've changed their whole rendering technique, haven't they?
Yeah, and a lot of the graphics card drivers are... Well, sorry, the two graphics card drivers are getting in on that as well. They're helping out with a lot of that. Because VR is selling high-end graphics cards.
Yeah, VR and mining.
Yes, mining, yes.
Seems to be big things at the moment for graphics cards.
Yes, because what with the price of bitcoins going through the roof.
Yeah, my little mining rig doesn't seem so silly now, does it?
Yeah.
I don't run it anymore, but everyone used to mock me for my £30 mining rig.
Yeah, and I bet you at the moment you will have no hope of getting a coin.
No, the mining rig's been switched off for a little while now.
Yeah, but because they're getting harder and harder to get.
They are. Oh yeah, no, forget it. I wouldn't.
That's why the price has gone through the roof. Is because getting a coin is an absolute nightmare at the moment.
Yeah.
Unless you've got top of the line multi graphics card rigs.
Well, you can't mine Bitcoin through graphics cards.
Can you not?
No, you're much better off doing it through ASICs.
Okay.
You can still buy. I mean, it's still profitable to use ASICs for this stuff. So that should be of note to anyone who does want to do it. Mining through ASICs is still profitable. You've just got to spend more on your ASIC stuff.
Yeah.
So my little £30 rig that used to get me a little bit of Bitcoin is now obsolete, obviously. But the one that's replaced it, you've got to spend, I think it's £4,000 to get.
Okay.
£5,000. Now, a Bitcoin's worth £12,000, so that's not a bad investment. It'll pay itself off pretty quickly, but you've got to... It's all much more intensive, so To get this stuff sorted, you've got to put like a proper heating and cooling array in the house.
Yeah, you see, how much is that electricity going to cost you?
Yeah, no, it does make. I mean, assuming Bitcoin keeps expanding, it would make it better.
Okay.
But it's the effort and fast you've got to go to get it set up now. So my one, you didn't need any cooling. You just didn't need it in a box type thing.
Yeah.
On this one, you need proper fans set up, and you know what people are doing is some of the Reddit posts, it's hilarious. You know, they're setting it up at work and things to offset the electricity and everything else.
Yeah,
which is dubious, I guess.
Yes, because you're stealing that electricity.
Yes. But reaping Bitcoin.
Yes. But in theory, your work could then claim that Bitcoin.
Yeah, if they could ever get a wallet.
Yeah. If they could prove that you did that at work, then they can claim that Bitcoin.
Uh-huh. Which they probably want to, given the price. I mean, Bitcoin's currently £12,500 for one.
I don't know. I haven't checked it recently. I know it did go up
Have
to...
Have you got coin?
No. I thought I did. I checked, though, and no, I can't find it.
James has lost his.
Yeah, I think I've lost mine somewhere. I don't think I had a whole coin.
Okay.
I did have a fraction of a coin, though. But that was ages ago. And yeah, can I find where it is? I no.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the one frustrating thing with Bitcoin is that it's relatively easy to lose if you're not super careful.
Yeah, that's why they suggest using wallets.
Yeah, even then you can lose your access to your wallet.
Yeah, but I think what's happened is I've obviously lost the machine that the Bitcoin was on and didn't save it in a wallet, so.
I see. Can you not get I suppose you haven't backed up anyway.
No. So
How much did
unless,
you have? How much did you have, do you think?
I don't know. It was quite early on, so it might have been a reasonable percentage. But it might, I might, maybe it's worth me going through all these hard disks that are stacked in the corner, waiting for me to throw them out.
I probably wouldn't throw any of those out until you've checked.
Yeah, but there's a lot of just a lot of data, a lot of crap on those disks that I've got to wade through to find this Bitcoin.
The problem is now that it takes so long to get anything done on the blockchain.
Yeah.
But it's sort of getting a bit difficult to actually make transactions and stuff. So even if you did find your wallet, it would take you gigabytes and gigabytes of downloads to download the blockchain to get everything going, and
Yeah.
then you've got to wait. I think my transaction took 90 minutes to come through,
Okay.
which, considering that it used to be virtually instantaneous, within a few minutes,
Yeah.
it's a bit bizarre for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just regretting not buying it 250 like I said I would. That would have been the sensible thing to do.
That would have been. Well, assuming it went up this high, but who
I was
knows?
always
Yeah.
fully. I'm, I've always been a. Ever since I found out about Bitcoin, I've been a fully sold up member of the Bitcoin's going to be worth millions, not millions, but probably hundreds.
You don't think it's gonna bottom's gonna fall out of it soon? People are starting to shy away from it at the moment because of how volatile it is.
I think there will be a retraction. I think you'd be mad to think there wouldn't be a retraction. But I don't think it's going to be nearly as bad as people think or thought it would be.
Yeah. Do you think more as it gets more and more unstable, people are going to back away more?
I don't think it'll get, now they're doing futures, I think it's just going to get more and more stable.
Okay.
It's only a matter of time as well before some cunning currency gets tied to it. Like
Yeah.
somewhere like India will just tie like the rupee to it and it will stabilize.
Okay.
I don't think it'll stay. I don't think the volatility that we've seen is going to be for the long term. But I would say that, I know.
It depends. It depends more if more and more people start backing away, it'll get more and more volatile.
Yes, correct. But I feel like more and more people are piling in at the moment. Obviously, all of this stuff is
Yeah, we'll see. We'll
subject
see how it
to change.
goes. Because obviously, the more people back away from it, the more volatile it gets, the more people back away from it.
Yes,
So
correct.
basically, you've basically got to get people that have got some cash to risk on it. That then go, no, I'm gonna bet on it. And the more
Yeah,
people that
basically.
bet on it, obviously the more stable it gets. So you got both
Essentially.
sides fighting each other. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm certainly watching that space.
Yeah, I bet you are. How many coins you got?
I haven't. I've got 40%.
Forty percent. Okay, that's a sizable amount.
It's a couple of £1,000. But it's like as you say, it's highly volatile, speculative. I would have liked to have had a coin. That
Yeah.
that's the position I would have wanted to have been in. Because if it could have let me live debt free, all you see on Reddit is all these people who invested in Bitcoin last year even, and
Yeah.
now they're like, living gonna live debt free, sold all my Bitcoin, no more mortgage, no college fees, no nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm just sat there thinking, nice. No mortgage would be very nice.
Oh, yeah, we got there.
I mean, everyone gets there, but because you've
But
paid all that money.
then you upgrade.
Yes. Eventually.
Yes, because that's what we did.
Have you seen Xenoblade Chronicles 2? Is that going to tempt you to get a Switch, do you think?
No.
No?
No. I was interested in one.
I would have thought it would be...
I've been looking at one, but it hasn't come down in price.
What, Switch?
No, the Xenoblade Chronicles 1.
Oh, okay. It was down in price the other day.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Go on to that deal thing that I use.
Okay.
Have a look. It was definitely down. I think it was down to £18 or something in Toys R Us.
Oh, okay. I'll have a look. Because that and Mirage Sessions. Mirage Sessions FE was a Wii U game as well.
Okay.
And that was interesting. Interested me at the time.
You've got a Wii U, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, is that because of that one game?
No, I got Wii U ages ago for... What did I do? I can't remember what I got it for. It wasn't Bayonetta. There was another game. I did get Bayonetta, but there was another game I wanted to play on the Wii U. I can't for the life of me remember what it's called now. Ah. No, it's left me. Because I played Bayonetta, I played a bit of Mario Maker. Wasn't overly keen on that. I played a bit of Breath...
No, who was keen on Mario? Was it Sai that was really keen on Mario Maker?
I don't know. Because I'm not into Mario, and I'm not into platformers, so, yeah. Probably not the best game for me.
No.
And then... Yeah, I can't remember. There was another game I really liked on it. Lego Undercover? I quite like that.
Lego Undercover, but that's out now on everything.
That's on everything now, but... Yeah, and I can't really play it on it because I don't have a screen plugged up. I don't have a TV attached to my Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to play everything on the gamepad.
Oh, and you can't play that on gamepad, can you?
No. Even now, I don't think you can, even though there are single-screen versions.
No, well, I guess they wouldn't... I guess they wouldn't get back to it.
Yeah, so...
So this week, in gaming, what are you going to be trying to do?
Oh, I don't know. Obviously, I'll be playing a bit more Star Citizen with the new crew. Let me just have a look at my games. Oh, blimey, no recent... I want to get into Staxel. I want to play some more Bomber Crew.
What's Bomber Crew?
Bomber Crew. Of course, yeah, we did an interview with them at EGX.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't there.
I talked on it a couple of shows back. You're a World War II Bomber Crew.
Oh, yeah, you did talk about that.
Yeah, and it's all very British, and, yeah, you go out and bomb the Germans.
Bomb Jerry!
And you pick up Spitfire pilots and... Spitfire pilots and things like that. And you go and just do bombing runs. Either dropping off stuff, taking photos, or actually just bombing. So, yeah, it's quite fun. It's basically like FTL, where you're sending your crew back and forwards across your plane into different positions and trying to repair the plane, get people into gun turrets, reload, do navigation, things like that. Because everyone can do repairs, but your engineer is better at it. So, so normally you've got a bomber, two gunners, a pilot and a navigator and an engineer. And basically you send them up and down the plane fixing stuff. But you've also got to tell the plane what to do and spot airplanes and things like that. So it's a bit of a time management thing. You've got to direct all your people about, but you've also got to direct the plane, drop the bombs, and that sort of stuff as well. It's quite a nice little game. It's not a big game, but it's quite a nice little one. And you basically get decals and stuff you can put on your plane and stuff, and you unlock stuff. and unlock equipment and do research into new equipment. It's not accurate because you can get, I think you can get some sci-fi stuff as well into it. If you upgrade it far enough, you get silly sci-fi things in your game. But
oh, what?
I don't know. I can't remember. We did. If people want to know, go back to the interview. I think we did mention it, at least one of the items, in the interview when Cy interviewed the guys. Yeah, because it was there was something that was completely out of, wasn't World War II at all. It was a bit more future sci-fi thing. I can't remember what it was though, for off the top of my head, because I haven't got that far. I've only done a couple of missions. That's why I want to do some more, get more into that.
Okay.
I've bought a few more games. I want to have another go at Scrap Mechanic because that's available now. I'm going to play Minecraft Story Mode over Christmas with the kids.
Okay.
Because they really like Minecraft and it's a nice game we can play together. I've just got Monopoly for the PS4 for Christmas. So
oh,
I'm gonna...
talking of PS4, did you download the Monster Hunter demo?
No, I didn't.
I actually haven't got around to playing it, which is frustrating because it finishes tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get a chance to play it because this Christmas thing's going off all the time at the moment. Mm. I'm going left and right to different parties and off school fetes, performances, carol concerts, you know, you name it, pantos. I've got a couple of I think I'm going to two or three this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I try not to go to any because I don't really like pantos. But,
yeah, a bit mind-numbing.
But, yeah, the kids, obviously the kids really love them, so.
Of course they do.
So, yeah, so take them there. Hopefully take the kids into work because work does a Christmas day for the kids.
Okay.
Where you can bring your kids in. So hopefully take one or two of them into for that. I have to wait to see if I get my Santa tickets.
That should be good fun.
Yeah, because they get a proper Santa in, and and the kids can go and see him and say hello, and I think they get some chocolates or something from him. So that'd be nice.
I forgot to say before, Aaron. Talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas came slightly late for me. Me and Si were playing Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah.
We've actually finished two of the bits.
Okay.
There's been a lot of patching. Helicopters now seem to fly properly.
Oh, blimey.
I know. Sniping seems to actually work.
What have you been playing on?
PS4.
PS4, okay. Maybe I'll pop in at some point when you guys are playing.
Patched up.
It's probably not patched up, but I can always turn it on at some point. Yeah.
Want to join in?
I shall maybe do that one night this week then, ready for a game. When has Si finished his thingy then?
Yeah,
his degree and everything. So we'll have the Si back.
Yep, we'll have Si, and he'll be happy, probably.
Probably, maybe, depending on how well he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Get the crew back together again.
Hopefully I'll have played some Monster Hunter. This week is going to be PSVR week for me, if I'm
okay.
Planning my week correctly. I've got Farpoint to give a go.
I've lent all of my PSVR games out.
Really?
Yep. In fact, most of my PlayStation games I've lent out.
Why? Why would you do this?
Because I'm just not playing them, and a couple of guys in work have just got new PlayStations.
Okay.
So I've just lent them a bunch of games so that they can...
Well, EVE Valkyrie is cross-play, isn't it?
I believe so. That means I'd need to own it on another platform.
You got it on Oculus?
So I have, yes. No. That's the only place I've got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of games I want to play. Defense Grid I want to play as well on the Oculus. I want to have another go at X Rebirth because I've seen a few patches for that, so hopefully that's better. What else have I not been playing? There's a whole bunch of VR games I've not even touched, let alone my Steam back catalogue. So I want to go back into to do some more of my VR games. Because Farlands, I remember playing that when I first got the Oculus, but I've not played it since. That's the cute animals on the islands, like Tamagotchi type things, and you go and scratch them and feed them fish and stuff, and you're supposed to research your thing. I think it came free with the Oculus.
Did it?
I think so. Well, I definitely got it for free. I didn't pay for it.
No, I got a bunch of Touch titles through my Oculus.
Oh, because you bought it with the Touch.
Yeah, I bought it, and I bought it later than you.
Yeah, because that was one of the titles you could play without Touch. Because basically you just looked at things and pressed buttons.
Yeah.
So that I want to go back in, just see if there's any decent updates. And then obviously I'll be playing, as I said, I'll be playing the Star Citizen, some more Elite, some more Minecraft probably. So yeah, I've got loads of games to play. And I've got a bunch of adventure games I've bought recently off Humble. Don't want to have a go at. I think it was Humble. It was either that or the Steam sale. Yeah, so I've got a bunch like Silence and things. And I've got Tyranny to play. I said to play that a couple of weeks ago and haven't, so I need to head back.
Yeah, you need to
give
that a go. If you like it, it's actually currently on sale, I think, on CD Keys.
Oh, okay.
For like £4 or something. £4 or £5.
Okay, I'll have a go and see if I like it.
Yeah, it's I really, really enjoy it.
But yeah, I say I've not had much time. So hopefully I'll get some time over the next couple of weeks. Because then I go away for a week. Over Christmas week I'm away. So we'll see what we'll do then.
Alright, well, I'll report back on PSVR, and you report back on, it sounds like, absolutely every damn thing in the
yeah.
Hopefully have sign, it will be wonderful.
Yes.
Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
You can follow me at Flyshe. You can follow the entire show at The Lipcasters. You can email us, thelipcasters@hotmail.com. You can add me on Pocket Camp.
Yeah?
You
can read out a big long number again.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Three sets of numbers.
When I find it. I don't know if anyone did add me, because no one tweeted me. Tweet me out of Flyshe if you've added me.
Did you not get the request through? Although you get random requests anyway.
Alright, my number's 5794-8256-374. Add me now. All right.
Okay then.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.